latest bout of religious discrimination in Pakistan has further weakened any belief that the government is striving for religious freedom. And this time, the target was Christian media. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're going to explore this story in just a moment. Plus, there's something to be said about the power of a shared experience, especially when it comes to ministry. Today's first story comes to us from South Asia, where Pakistan says it protects freedom of religion, the press, and speech. But their latest actions say otherwise. The government agency that regulates broadcasters just shut down all of the Christian television stations across the country. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International describes the broadcasters' reactions.
The Christian community was blindsided by this. Even those who were in the media industry, this was not expected.
To the question of broadcasting without legal permits, Allen says many of these Christian stations had theirs, so it's clearly not about that.
Even though this directive is talking about illegal, unlicensed stations, there are 30 Islamic stations that are unlicensed, and they're not mentioned at all.
But there's good news, too.
God's spirit and the move of people to Christ doesn't stop because of government regulations or any boundaries or, you know, things like that. Even just this summer, more than 1,000 people came to faith in Christ in Pakistan through the work of FMI church planters and evangelists.
And here's how we're being asked to pray.
Pray that the Christian community will respond to this discrimination in godly ways. Ask the Lord to move in the hearts of this regulatory commission to reverse their decision and intercede for the production of sound biblical content in other available forms.
We'll head east just a little bit to India, where women who lose their husbands have few options open to them, especially when they have young children to provide for. For several years now, India Partners has provided women with free tailoring classes. Donna Glass of India Partners says it gives them a safe option.
They have this chance to not only transform the financial capabilities of their family, but they have a chance to transform their whole lives and the lives of their family too, because if the woman decides to start coming to church, which many of them do, that always influences the whole family.
India Partners is about to open their fourth new tailoring school this year. This particular school is a ministry to women who are HIV positive. Glass says the women instructors make a big impact.
Because they become the hands and feet of Christ, then these women encounter Christ every single day. Every time they interact with the instructors, it's just a powerful ministry because these women are loved when others may not love them within their communities.
An easy way to help is to cover the cost of tuition or a sewing machine for one of the women. You can learn how at missionnews.org. And finally, you might never have given this thought before, but if you're concerned about the Great Commission, it's a point to ponder. Less than 2% of deaf people know Jesus, and many struggle with reading God's Word. So who is going to reach them? Through a sign language interpreter, Door International's Mark Sorensen says deaf believers are the best option.
Deaf people have many of the same experiences and values. We've understood what it's like to live in a world where we're cut off from language, we're oppressed, we're limited. And so suddenly when we encounter somebody else who has that same experience, there's an immediate relationship that's built there.
The problem is,
American deaf churches today, many of the leaders are weak in training.
Thankfully, the Deaf Christian Leaders Conference tackles this very issue, and it's bringing some 200 deaf church leaders to Nebraska this week.
Topics vary from deaf worship to deaf use of technology, how to become involved in the deaf community. My role in speaking there is particularly to focus on chronological Bible translation.
Would you consider coming alongside your deaf brothers and sisters in Christ through prayer? Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we just need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Padidi. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get your copy by clicking on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.